It was over 2 days, over the Thursday and Friday. I think on Thursday there was a feeling a little bit despondent because there didn't seem to be very much movement between the different parties. As you will remember, the opposition groups were calling for a 6 month plus extension, and the government was saying, well, no, they really wanted to start the transitional period on the 12th. However, on Friday there was a bit of a breakthrough, and I think most of the groups there that were there agreed that they needed to extend for a 6 month period, and that brought about a real sense of a very good feeling amongst the various parties in terms of being able to move forward and get through this problem. So the general feeling I felt with amongst the various opposition groups, the government and everybody else, was a real sense of collegiality and wanting to work together for the betterment of South Sudan.
Right. So what are your thoughts about the extension of the pre-transitional period to up to 6 months?
Well, two things. I think, first of all, it was really important that we had that message, and we were able to deliver the message to everybody in South Sudan that an agreement had been reached and what happens to the agreement at this point as we go to the pre-transitional position. What the worst thing we would have thought would have been that we had a disagreement on the 12th of May, and now we have an agreement to go the full 6 months. So that's very positive. So the second thing is that it gives time now for some of the issues that were not able to be resolved over the last 8 months to be resolved. And that means that the parties now have another chance to work together and resolve those before November.
Right. And just on that note where you say the parties will have time, are you optimistic that the time in schedule will be enough to hit the set targets, such as the formation of the unified security forces and the issues of boundaries and states?
Well, those are the two critical issues that you mentioned. The International Boundaries Commission is in South Sudan currently and is working on those issues of boundaries and states, and UNMISS will be transporting them around the country to meet with people on the ground. And I understand they're also wanting to go and meet with people in refugee camps in surrounding countries as well. So that's on schedule from what I can see, but the time gives them now a chance to be able to deliver a proper report. On the Unified Army, I think there's along with the resources the government has pledged to put forward, it enables a more time for those forces to unify. Now, it's I don't think anybody should underestimate how difficult that's going to be. And when you look at countries across the world and how who have been in conflict and how they have worked together, it's taken quite a long time for those armies to come together to build up trust and to move forward together. So I think in some ways we sort of underestimated that somehow we'll all come together, everybody will be friends and we'll just move on.
Well, right.
It doesn't sort of work like that. But this gives us a bit more time for that to happen, at least get to a point where we know there's progress and we can move forward.
Right. So what should be done differently this time to make sure that the hopes of South Sudanese are not crushed further?
There's two or three things that I think are quite important. I mean, first of all, obviously we've got to accelerate the meetings that underlie the technical changes that have to be made, whether it be for the unification of forces or whatever. And there has to be a proper plan put together to enable that to happen. It can't be just, well, we've got a few cantonment sites and we hope people will move there. Well, there has to be a real plan and a firm agreement on what's going to happen, how it's going to get moved forward. Secondly, obviously there has to be the resources for that to happen. Thirdly, I think there needs to be a regular series of meetings between the principals, between Dr. Riek Machar and President Salva Kiir. I think it's important that the two principal people in this agreement meet and review the progress. I mean, that will help build trust and confidence between them, and also send a signal to South Sudanese that it's on track.
Right. And David Shearer, just before I let you go, what would be your final message to the people of South Sudan?
Well, as I say, I think the people of South Sudan should be pleased that their leaders came together, reached an agreement, want to move forward for the sake of peace in South Sudan. And certainly from my point of view, yes, the delay is in some ways regrettable.
Mm-hmm.
We would hope that we would have been better, you know, further forward than we are. But the fact that we all have agreed on something and are able to move forward now and work together, I think is very positive. And underlying all of this, all of the technical things that have to be put in place, etc., it's trust and confidence and an ability to work together that's going to underpin everything. So I think they've demonstrated that they can do that.